goodness, what is going on with this? All right, you all are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. And that was, of course, Mud Honey and In and Out of Grace that I wanted to play because it had to do with grace. And I was thinking that grace would be is a nice thought while we're talking about new years, new beginnings, and such as that. So beyond that, we heard from Mark Lanegan, a song called Wedding Dress that I guess I just wanted to play. So you just got that. So keep in mind that this is intrafficradio.com, and this is the companion web radio station to intrafic.com, a blog website that you can use to find out what's going on in many lifestyle media in terms of music, photography, fashion, and just kind of what's going on in all of those worlds, particularly from the very cool blogosphere coming out of here of Los Angeles. And, you know, I don't know if you've been listening to some other radio stations talking about their end of the year best for 2010, but many people are talking about how amazing this scene is, particularly the music scene, is here in Los Angeles right now. And it's just it's a great place to be with a plethora of amazing, amazing artists. So I am very happy to be here right now and to be a part of that and to bring it to you as well. So today's show doesn't feature so many of our local artists as I usually do, but we do like to feature many of our local artists. And here on In Traffic Radio, we even have local artists that will come and do guest appearances and have somewhat of a residency here with some shows. So keep tuning in, and you can see the likes of Non-Ultra Joy or the Mo Odds and other artists that may be pieces of bands coming in to guest DJ on our website here. So you also have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a great playlist to listen to that particularly Syria Contreras has worked very hard to bring to you. And then, of course, our live shows like this one that you are listening to right now, Good Medicine, and others like What's So Funny and Hour and the new WBEZ show and such. So keep on listening to live shows and super cool play as well. So on my show, I like to try to bring you up to speed on some medical news if you haven't heard about some of the things yet. And you may know about this immunization called Gardasil. Gardasil is used for girls and boys. Okay, so that's anyone can take the Gardasil vaccination series. And this is a vaccination to prevent human papillomavirus. And human papillomavirus is what causes warts and what causes actually cervical cancer and anal cancer. So we have a vaccination against cancer, and it is approved for the use of girls and boys aged to their 40s, not been released, the Gardasil anal cancer. So basically knowing that young men, especially men who have sex with men, have a high risk for anal cancer, and that is caused by human papillomavirus. We certainly do know that if we have folks who are men who have sex with men, then it would be a good idea to try to prevent that. So the new indication on the Gardasil recommendations is that it can be used to prevent anal cancer as well. And that's actually the cancer that Farrah Fawcett died of. So it's not just men who have sex with men. It's also women who have sex with men and, you know, go up the back door, so to speak. So we can prevent cancer, a very painful, a very embarrassing and painful kind of cancer, if we can just get everyone who, you know, I don't even want to, you know, get to what you're doing with your life, but if you have a child or if you know somebody who is 9 to 26 years old, then let's go ahead and get them immunized with the Gardasil. Let's go ahead and prevent human papillomavirus and cervical cancer and anal cancer. Okay? Just don't even think about it. Just go ahead and do it. Very, very few side effects, and what an amazing amount of protection. So that's a little something for you now. I know it's the new year. You know, we want to try to come fresh and do things that are going to and be healthier. So that's one thing you can do for yourself and your loved. Get vaccinated with the things that protect you against the things that you don't want to get. And that's one of them. All right, here we've got a song called New Year's from Codeine. And then a Beatles song, What's the New Mary Jane? And I'll be right back on goodradio.com.
She looks at an African creamery. She takes the
That's it.
Well, we got taken away.
Isn't that great how I threw in there just needles like that? All right, so New Mary Jane. Yes, they're more in 2 years by because of course the new 11. Wow, called that 1970-2011. So I guess I'm not supposed to say 2011, 2011. It's a little tripped up on. Anyhow, you are good medicine. 10. TrafficRadio.com, Los Angeles, California, bringing health and medical to your question. Can call in tonight, so don't worry about your phone tonight. It's some great music. And so we've heard from Massive Attack, Flanagan, who did that? It's rock and Faves, Eskimo tonight. A bit of Chopin here, and we've got... And we were going to talk a little bit about the holidays. And I just gave a little talk to my residents, about the holidays, what you can do to help prevent accidents and problems during the holidays, how to look out for people who are in danger, and what you can do about it. So, as you know, the legal drugs are really, you know, quite dangerous and attached to quite a few injuries, fatalities, and unfortunate psychological issues. And so one of the interesting facts that I found was twice as many people die from alcoholism in the U.S. every year as die from motor vehicle accidents. So two times as many people die just from the consequences of alcoholism in general than all of the people who die in a car crash or in some kind of motor vehicle accident. So there's a lot of unfortunate fatalities that happen just due to alcohol use. Alcohol intoxication, so being intoxicated, being drunk with alcohol, is involved in 31% of fatal injuries, of all injuries. So that could be at a home, that could be a motor vehicle accident, and 23% of completed suicides. Alcohol intoxication is associated with about half of the traffic fatalities, so half of the deaths from a motor vehicle accident. About 30% or one-third of non-fatal motor vehicle injuries. Alcohol intoxication is related to 64% or two-thirds of fires. And alcohol is present in nearly half of all homicides, either with the victim or the perpetrator. And here's a really interesting one. An average drunk driver has driven drunk 87 times before his first arrest. 87 times somebody's been drinking before they're first arrested. Might have gotten caught, might have gotten perhaps, you know, not arrested at that time. They could do their sobriety tests and get away with it. But 87 times. So we've got a lot of people out there on the road who are either legally intoxicated, meaning their blood alcohol level is above 0.08%, or perhaps right under that, but still impaired. And impaired means that you don't have your reaction time as you should. You might not be thinking straight, and it's just not a good idea to be driving. So as you know, the holiday time is a time for parties. It's a time for fun, and it's a time for definitely alcohol drinking. And while during most of the year, alcohol-related fatalities are about 40% of all traffic-related fatalities, so deaths on the road, of all of them, about 40% are related to alcohol. During the Christmas time, that number rises to 52%, and at New Year's, it goes up to 57%. So nearly two-thirds of the deaths that happen in some kind of motor vehicle collision during New Year's has something to do with alcohol. So we got to be kind of careful out there. Not only be careful when you are driving, even if you're fine, because you are actually driving into the morass of other people who are driving impaired. But if you are the kind of person to go to a party and maybe just have a couple, maybe have a couple more, and then get in your car, you really need to think about whether that's a good idea. And there's all kinds of things you can do in terms of not getting behind the wheel. Get a designated driver. Have one of your friends take you. Maybe call one of those taxi services. Generally speaking, on New Year's, they're giving away free taxi rides if you really need them. You can find other options in terms of free rides. You can go to websites such as the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MADD, to get more information about that. But really, you want to set up something before you go to your party, and maybe, you know, with one of your friends, family member, somebody you know is probably the best way to go. And set it up so the people who really need the free taxi ride in an emergency situation can have that open to them. And alcohol's not the only thing going on. Definitely, people are using all kinds of other drugs, marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, hallucinogens, methamphetamine, and even prescription drugs that are being used for the wrong reasons. So we have to think about those kinds of things too. People are getting impaired from, you know, lots of other kinds of things. And it could make them do other things on the road that are certainly dangerous. So there's kind of the whole joke about, you know, people smoking marijuana, they're going to drive really slow, but the point is that they're still impaired and their reaction time is slower. They're not able to process an emergency situation as well. And so again, not only should you be concerned about being in the car with someone who's driving impaired with any substance, but you need to be careful about being on the road with folks who might be partying in an unsafe way during the holidays. So that's those kinds of things. Now, I also looked up, you know, whether the holidays would increase basically psychological issues and in particular suicide. And I was very surprised to find out that suicide actually peaks during warmer seasons. There's actually less risk during the holidays. So less risk during the holidays from Christmas up to January 1st. And then after January 1st, there's actually an increase in the rate of suicide. And so keep in mind that suicide is the second leading cause of death in college students. And actually, the highest rate of suicide is in folks over the age of 75. And it's higher in men than in women over that age. And the number of completed suicides, so the folks who actually die when they try to commit suicide, it's much more common for a male to complete a suicide than a female. So keep that in mind if you have some people in your life who maybe aren't feeling so great. Try to watch out for them, certainly over the holidays, but it seems that even more so right after the holidays. That would be a time to really watch out for what they might think is a good idea if they're not feeling so well. So certainly keep in mind, you can always call your healthcare provider to get more information on what you can do. You can go up to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA.org, or Narcotics Anonymous, NA.org. You can also use the Suicide Prevention Hotline, and that's 1-800-273-TALK, or the Hope Line, 1-800-SUICIDE. Those would be some options that you could use for yourselves and for others if you feel that there is concern. This is Dr. K on Good Medicine Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m. on intrafficradio.com. Let's listen to Uncle. Oh, I'm getting it now. That's our speakers here in this studio. All right, this is Good Medicine. I am Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller, family physician here in Los Angeles, California, bringing you our health and medical news show, Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. on intrafficradio.com. Thank you for tuning in or tuning in to the podcast. And keep in mind that I love answering your questions as well. So if you ever have questions, feel free to find me on Facebook as Katrina Miller. Or send me an AOL instant message at Dr. Groovyster, or perhaps call in at times to our phone here, which we are not using tonight, so I'm not going to give you the phone number. But when we use it, I will let you know. But it's on hiatus for tonight. The phone's taking a break. So we were talking about New Year's, new beginnings. I hope you all have a wonderful 2011. And, you know, I'm not one for the New Year's resolutions. I think you should just always be who you are, where you are, as you are, and try to make yourself better all the time. And always know that you will not be perfect, and that's okay too. And I think the more you can know that all the time, the better off you're going to be. But for some people, it's a little harder than others. For some people, there are challenges in terms of their genetics, in terms of their addictions, and things like that that can just make it a little harder. And luckily, in the medical establishment, we do have a lot of help. Anything from, you know, just getting help from your healthcare provider, your primary care physician, specialist physicians, obviously, different offices, urgent cares, emergency rooms, hospitals, tons and tons of people who are working to help you be a better person, to help you be healthier, to help you be happier. And I know it may sound crazy, but there are even advances and great, great medicines out there that can help you with anything from attention deficit disorder, to depression, to alcohol use, to narcotics use, to your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your heart attack, your stroke, your diabetes, your peripheral neuropathy. And all you have to do is have a good relationship with your healthcare provider to create that healthy and appropriate balance for you in terms of those medications and your own responsibility to your own health. So we were talking a little bit about how now in this holiday time, it is party time. And believe me, I like myself a good drink. I love some beer. And we had a party here at Bedrock at this rehearsal studio where our studio is housed about a week ago now. And it was amazing. We had pinball machines and there was Pabst Blue Ribbon everywhere and amazing bands all over the place. And if you ever can come to an LA record party here at Bedrock, do so because it is tons of fun. But in that, of course, there are people who just don't know their own limits and go a little bit too far and either hurt themselves and again, like we were talking about earlier, with especially traffic accidents, might hurt other people. So here's a new drug that actually is being developed to curb alcohol consumption, and it's undergoing tests in Europe. So at this point, really all we have for alcoholics are medications that won't let them drink at all, basically. So we have antabuse, which really makes you sick if you try to drink alcohol, and Campral, which is intended to be used for no drinking at all. But I suppose, as this looks like it is coming from Europe, they don't want to necessarily have you not drink at all, but they want to be able to curb a person's urge to have more than a few drinks at a sitting. Because, as you know, those folks in Europe and the UK, well, they can drink. Now, of course, most of them can handle it a lot better than I can, But point being, what they're trying to do is develop this drug that'll actually let you be able to have a few drinks, but not go to the point of complete oblivion or alcohol poisoning. So this is undergoing tests in Europe, and let's see, doctors and public health authorities are in this new approach fighting alcohol. This drug is called Nalmefene from the H. Unbeck company in Valby, Denmark. And it blocks brain signals that make activities such as sex and drinking feel good. So it probably is blocking the dopamine reinforcement. And shall succeed, the medicine may win clearance in Europe as early as 2012. Oh, I should be saying 2012. I keep saying that wrong. And it would be one of the first new alcoholism treatments approved there in more than 15 years. Notably, in the U.S., fewer than 1 in 10 overusers of alcohol get treatment. And that is coming from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, or the NIAAA. 9 of 10 Germans and 19 of 20 U.K. residents who abuse alcohol don't get help, according to the Geneva-based World Health Organization. So this drug, Nalmefene, aims to reduce consumption of alcohol rather than to stop it outright, unlike the other drugs that I was talking about and are currently on the market. And it aims to reduce consumption without the abstinence requirements of Alcoholics Anonymous and other treatment programs. So, you know, there may be something for those people who think that, you know, they can have just a couple. And maybe this medication, if you really drink to excess and to the point of perhaps getting sick or doing really stupid things, yeah, well, maybe this could help you. But, you know, then again, if you're doing that to yourself, maybe it's your body telling you probably shouldn't be. So keep that in mind. Again, we started off the show with this phrase. We will end the show with this phrase. Everything in moderation. That's what I go by, and it's something for you to think about. So again, you've been listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. I am Dr. Katrina Miller, also known as Dr. K. Thanks for tuning in. And I welcome you to listen to my health and medical news, answers to your questions, and my taste in alternative music. And that was Ulrich Schnaus. And we'll be going out with the Polyphonic Spree. Little shout out to my friend Sean. And I will talk to you all next week. Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. Happy New Year!
Medicine with Dr. Katrina Miller on intrafficradio.com.